It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight when Patty Vasquez takes over with Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Well, there's so many films out there that shape the way we think, the way we live. We saw them in college and we said, that right there is the funniest film I'm ever going to see. And then the movie comes out on AMC or TBS or HBO and you watch it again and you ask a bigger question. What was I thinking? This is just not funny. Well, that's the premise behind the new series at the Music Box Theater up on Southport. It's called Is It Still Funny? And it will showcase four films for the next four Tuesdays. The curator is former Chicago Tribune entertainment writer Mark Caro, and he's with me tonight. Mark, good to see you.
Great to see you.
Good to be back in the building.
Huh? It is. It's fantastic. I love this building.
All right, so let's talk about this. This is a relatable idea. What made you say this is something I want to bring to the Music Box?
This is an idea I've had for a long time, and just in terms of nagging at me, because it's like you said, you watch comedies and you go back to them, and it's like the river's never the same twice, right? Comedies are the river, and you'll go back and you'll think, boy, you know, I remember seeing this movie when I was a kid or when I was in college or whatever else, just like you said, and you'll try to recreate that experience, and the movie has changed with relation to time. It's like, you know, tragedy plus time equals comedy, but comedy plus time equals what? You know, trying to figure that out. But then there's also just that sense of like you're sitting on your couch watching it on demand or something. It's just not the same. So what you do is you say, hey, kids, you know, Return of the Pink Panther was really a funny movie. And we're going to watch Return of the Pink Panther. And they're sitting there on the couch and you're going, boy, I don't remember there being 10 minutes between every laugh in this movie. And part of it is that the times have changed. And part of it is that the circumstances changed because, you know, you're just like watching it at home and comedies at home aren't as funny. And so at least with the Music Box, which is, you know, the kind of classic movie house in Chicago and really has, you know, the people who go there know film. They love film. The people who run it love film. They're fantastic. So if you could at least equalize the experience of you're going to sit in a dark room. It's not even stadium seating. Someone told me once that stadium seating is bad for comedies because the laughs don't roll up the aisles in the same way. I don't know if this
is
true. But anyway, the Music Box does not have stadium seating.
It's
just an old-fashioned, fancy, you know, great movie theater. Yeah. You're going to fill it with people who want to laugh, and then either they're going to laugh or they're not. But I think they'll probably laugh, but you know, maybe they'll laugh in different places now. So we're going to watch Animal House on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see, you know, or, you know, is everyone going to crack up a toga again? I mean, there are a lot of funny things in Animal House that I think are still going
to
be funny.
That's a great choice to launch it because that is a movie that has seen a lot of different generations, but it also is a movie that shows up all the time on cable,
right?
where there might be some censorship, some changes in the stuff, and you never really get the sense that you watch that movie without a commercial interruption anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to see that. And again, and when you do, you're just not having the same experience. And there's also a great Chicago connection with that movie because Harold Ramis, that was the first movie that he co-wrote. He was the head writer of SCTV at the time, and he left that to co-write Animal House. And this is the first movie that John Belushi, like Second City's own great John Belushi, was in, and it launched his career. And so there's a really good Chicago connection on there. And it's also just a connection of that kind of humor going mainstream, because it really wasn't. I mean, there were not R-rated, raunchy, frat college comedies that were hits before that one. That was the first. And it was the most successful comedy, I think, of all time when it came out.
Did you pick it because it has a special place of not being funny anymore?
No. We pick stuff because we think it's going to be funny, because otherwise, I mean, we just don't really know, but right. But I'm not going to like intentionally take something. Hey, come see this movie that's not going to hold up at all. I mean, it'll be in the eye of the beholder. Some people will think it's funnier than others, and people will think different parts are funnier than other parts. I mean, like Blazing Saddles is the second movie. When I saw Blazing Saddles, and I did not see when it came out, but I was still young enough where the beans campfire scene was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, because it's all these, you know, cowboys passing gas. And I knew about that scene going into the movie. You'd heard about, oh, wait till you get to that scene. And you're just laughing because now it's like Nickelodeon shows have people farting all the time.
Right.
So it's just different, you know. So people probably are not going to be rolling in the aisles at that, but they're also going to be really startled by all the frank racial humor in that movie, because, you know, Richard Pryor co-wrote that movie. And in the 70s, that stuff was much, people were much more upfront about it and less, you know, nervous about it. So that movie would not have been made like it is, was then now.
People are texting in. Feel free to do so. 312-981-7200. What movies held up? What movies didn't? That's what I want to know, is what did you go back to and go, oh, geez, what was I thinking? 574 says Airplane, always funny.
Airplane's funny.
It's funny. Also,
and it's funny, too, because like that's a movie that's funny in a sort of gag mm-hmm. sort of way. There's no real, like a lot of the movies that really hold up, like something like Bringing Up Baby, which I actually didn't think was funny the first time I saw it. And I was like, why is this considered such a classic movie? And then I saw it again, and I'm like, this movie's hilarious. What was I thinking, not thinking it was funny the first time? But part of it is because Katharine Hepburn is so lunatic in it, and Cary Grant is such a great foil for her, that you really get into the characters. And so you can make this argument that a lot of these movies that have really great characters are the ones that hold up. But then you got something like Airplane, where who cares about the characters? Okay. It's just one funny line after another.
Airplane holds up. Top Secret, that's where I'd like to see some calls. I haven't seen Top Secret in a long time. I'll bet you that one.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, still funny. I will stand by that movie, but you know, Spinal Tap, still funny.
Spinal Tap is still funny. You're right.
Great characters too.
But those are movies. Those are movies that across the board, we've just Airplane, Spinal Tap. They're going to make the top 100 list. They're going to be in the top 20 comedies of all time. The movies I'm more interested in, you know, we kind of like we mentioned Spaceballs. You know, the movies that may not show up in the top 100, but at the time, everyone as a kid was like, "Oh my god!"
Right.
Like we just had. I was interested in so Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Holds up. I mean, I just saw it not too long ago, and I'm like, this is interesting. I don't know if I'd say the same thing about Big Top Pee-wee, which is the other, like, the sequel.
That's a bold statement right there, going with Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but not Big Top Pee-wee. Whoa. Well, you know, I saw Bad News Bears recently. I, you know, good father that I am, I showed my young daughters that movie, because it's, you know, there's the whole girl empowerment thing in there, but there's also, you know, kids smoking and drinking and using, hurling racial epithets at each other and you know, the drunken coach, Walter Matthau. And again, it's like when that movie came out, the whole template of the misfits who, you know, do well, it wasn't really a template at that part and point. And so it was fun. And I was young when I saw it. And you watch it now and you're like, okay, this is every sports movie ever. It still has this edge to it, which is kind of cool, but it's not drop dead hilarious all the time. And comedies are just paced differently now, too.
It's, you know, it has to do a lot with taste and trends, right? I mean, the idea that these were amazing. Oh, no one's ever seen this before. That's laugh out loud. And then they were copied 60 times. And now you watch them again. You're like, I've seen that before. That seems cliche. And you're like, it wasn't, because that's what, yeah, that's what they made their name on.
When's the last time you saw Woody Allen's Sleeper? Something like that.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a while. But the last time I saw it, I remember thinking, this doesn't really... This doesn't really hold up so well. You know, a lot of people, when the WGA, the Writers Guild last year, named Annie Hall as the funniest screenplay of all time, which I don't really think of that as the funniest movie. It's just a great comedy. But there were a lot of people debating, like on my Facebook page, there's another more impetus on this thing, saying, you know, I just watched this recently and it doesn't hold up, or it does hold up, and people have different reactions to it. But it's not just the sort of the marginal movies. It's like the one that's considered the greatest of all time. People
right.
are like, you know.
All right, 312-981-7200. In studio with me, Mark Cairo. He's the former Chicago Tribune entertainment writer and now the curator of Is It Still Funny, which is at the Music Box Theater up on Southport. Four films over the next four Tuesdays. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Susan. Susan, welcome to the download.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Still funny?
Still funny?
I think so.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's a good one. I have not seen that movie since it came out, so that would be one I'd have to go back and look at.
Yeah, I got to go back to that one too. But John
Thanks,
Hughes,
Susan.
For me, he doesn't hold up great for me in general, but I don't know. I've always been on kind of the outskirts of John Hughes, so I apologize, Chicagoland. I was always more Risky Business than Breakfast Club, but Johnny has his moments, and that one, at least, you know, you got Steve Martin and John Candy. So.
All right, let's try Greg. Greg, you're on the download. How you doing? What holds up for you?
You know, what holds up for me, Arsenic on Lace. The only reason why I say that, even though it's a Cary Grant movie, if you contemporary, you know, make it more modern, and with that screwball family that Cary Grant plays the straight man in, a family full of serial killers, two old aunts who are killing point with poison elderberry wine, Raymond Massey, his brother, is a serial killer, Peter Lorre is his sidekick.
Wow, that's a good crew.
That's a play also, right? I mean, so that's one where theaters still do it.
There you go.
You know, some of those old classic things. We were talking about pacing, and it's kind of funny. Like, His Girl Friday is one of my favorite all-time comedies, and that's like the front page, but with a woman instead of two guys, Hildy's a woman. And the pacing of those early, like, Howard Hawks screwball comedies is so fast that it's just boom, 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 the dialogue. And so actually, for a modern sensibility, something like that holds up incredibly well, whereas there are other movies that are maybe from the 70s where just the pacing is just different. So it's not necessarily how old it is, in terms of how well it's going to hold up.
Well, we've heard about the two films. We'll have two more. We'll talk about those. We'll take a quick break. And also, let's program Mark's next season, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. We'll be right back. We're back here on The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Is It Still Funny? I was going to call it a festival, but it's really a series.
It's a festive series.
A festive series showcasing four films over the next four Tuesdays. Is It Still Funny? The curator is former Chicago Tribune entertainment writer Mark Caro.
I think she sounds so elevated. I'm curator now.
Yeah, curator. Right. So we had so many great texts coming in. People coming through. Let's go right back to the phones. Kathy, what movie holds up for you?
Hi, I would say Tootsie. And My Man Godfrey.
Oh, My Man Godfrey. Okay, great. Thanks.
So Tootsie is one that I showed my girls who are, 8th, 6th grade. And Tootsie really holds up. And it's funny because, the making of Tootsie was such a complete mess. It's one of these, like, disastrous, went through all these stages of falling apart. And then it just turned out to be one of the great comedies. And it really does hold up and is very funny. The music in it doesn't hold up at all. The music is so 80s and so bad.
Keyboard, right?
You were singing a little bit
and
of that.
I'm telling you it might be you.
Yeah, exactly.
All of my life. Yeah, I remember that
song. I could join in if you want, but but Tootsie's very good.
All right, let's go to Shannon. Shannon, you are on The Download. What holds up for you, Shannon?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, that would be a great one to show.
Yeah,
Fast
Cameron Crowe wrote that one.
That's a great. That's
see, that one
example.
Has like it has heart in it, And it, I mean, not well. He was married to someone from Heart too, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High is the thing about that movie is that it does have it has these great characters and funny gags in it, but it also is sort of rooted in something. It's not just like a lot of comedies that don't hold up. I think, like, you could look at a lot of hit comedies from now, and you're like, they're not going to hold up because it's just sort of it's just all the gags without really any connection to being about anything.
You could say it. Kevin Hart movies. You could say it. They're not going to hold up. In 10 years, you're going to look
at every
Kevin
Hart.
I love
movies.
Kevin Hart.
I'd have to see more
Ride
of them
Along
to
is
actually
not,
have.
Ride Along is not going to hold up.
Ride Along 2, though, like Big Top Pee Wee. Police
right,
Academy 6.
Let's go to the text here. All right. 708 says, Caddyshack does not hold up. It is weak. And I have a hard time with that because I've seen that movie probably 5 times. I didn't see it really when I was a kid. I saw it after the fact. What do you think of Caddyshack?
It's our friend Harold Ramis again, his directorial debut. Some of those movies are so shaggy. It's funny. It's like Caddyshack. I haven't seen Caddyshack in a few years. There are just things about it that are very funny, and then things about it that are kind of broad and wobbly. And you don't watch Caddyshack because you think this is like this really wonderfully well-constructed comedy or film. You just watch it because there are things in it that crack you up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Stripes. I rewatched Stripes recently, and Stripes has great things in it, and then parts of it you're just like, why is this happening?
Well, I read somewhere that movie was written and like Harold Ramis kind of shoved that one together, that when they finish the academy and they go to Germany or whatever it is where they go in Stripes is like two different ideas that they kind of melded into one.
Yeah, that could be. I mean,
it
I know
that
way. Harold Ramis, I mean, I think he did 6 movies with Bill Murray and he would just come in and write it for Bill Murray. And that was what worked with that. And fortunately for Stripes, he wrote a part for himself too, because he was supposed to, Harold Ramis wanted to be in Animal House from what I had read, and it didn't work out. I think he was going to be Steve Guttenberg. What's his face? Peter Riegert character.
Yeah, that's a good character.
And so he actually did get to be in Stripes, and he sort of got to play against Bill Murray, and they're very funny together.
One movie that I showed my son, because I thought I was really going after, I was in a robot phase, was Short Circuit. Does not hold up. Steve Guttenberg,
no,
Alan Sheedy.
Don't tell
you that.
Short Circuit.
Yeah, it's and it might
people,
just
people around listening on the radio are going, no,
don't say that.
Say
no.
So
I was very excited. It almost got to Kitsch Factor where you're like, this is kind of great how bad this is.
All right, I've never actually seen Short Circuit.
Oh, you got to see it was a box.
Well, I'm not going to watch it now.
We got to watch it now
that you just dumped all over it.
Let's go to Stuart. Stuart, what do you like?
Hi, a great race with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon.
Wow, I have a poster
great.
Of that
Thanks,
movie.
Stuart.
That movie's like 2.5 to 3 hours long. It's like one of the longest comedies ever back when they were doing that. I haven't seen it in so long. I saw that when I was a teenager.
When I heard The Great Race.
It does hold up?
Yeah, when I heard The Great Race, I immediately thought of Stroker Ace, which was the Burt Reynolds NASCAR movie. Does that hold up? Has anyone seen that
one?
Oh,
come on. That's the one with Lonnie Anderson. Did that one ever hold up?
I wonder if the Smokey and the Bandit movies hold up. Or the Cannonball Run? Cannonball Run movies.
See, did those hold up at the time, though, really?
I mean, they
were sort of fun, but yeah. Did anyone at the time really think, oh my goodness, these are really classic comedies?
Another movie I just saw that I wanted to show my son and I didn't do it was, and everyone's going to be mad at me, but Rocky III. Rocky III,
oh,
which was...
because that one's so funny?
I was like, that's like a movie. I know it's not, maybe not a comedy, but the idea that I remember that in my head is like, that was the blockbuster, that was the thing. And talk about a movie where you're like, what is happening? How can they punch each other so many times?
In the head
and not fall down. Like, that's all I can think about.
It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
All right, let me ask you.
We did Rocky and then we just skipped all the way to Creed, by the way.
Okay, so let me ask you the other two movies.
Movies. Duck Soup will be on April 26th. And There's Something About Mary will be on May 3rd.
Does that one hold up?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Like
I reviewed that one for the Chicago Tribune. I gave it 3.5 stars. And I remember at the time, you know, saying this is just really unusually good and that it's sort of raunchy, but also, you know, the characters in it are really, you know, appealing and interesting. And it's just the way the punchlines and everything are set up. I remember just thinking that was a really well-made, well-executed comedy. And then I reviewed about 20 movies that were trying to be There's Something About Mary.
Right.
And it was just sort of like, ugh, another movie in which dogs are getting launched out windows or something. And Ben Stiller was in half of those too, like Along Came Polly or something.
I love it.
So
yeah.
I'm really curious how it'll hold up, because none of the Farrelly Brothers stuff after that was nearly that funny.
Are you going to take a poll at the end of these?
We're going to lead a discussion. Yeah. The idea is that it's going to be... You're gonna watch the movie and then you're gonna, you know, comedy people, you know, people who like comedies like talking about comedies. So the idea is afterwards we're just gonna talk about it, say, all right, how did it hold up? And I'm gonna try to come up with some sort of computational way to assess this. But we're gonna talk about, did it hold up? What held up? What didn't hold up? And people can chime in. It'll be funny. It's gonna be an interactive thing. And then, you know, if it keeps going, we'll move over into the new cool bar area they have over at the,
there you go.
The Music Box.
So, all right, let's go. I'm gonna get all the texts in here and get all the calls. Jim, what holds up?
DC Cab.
DC Cab holds up?
Yeah.
I would think that movie would be on the list for films that would not hold up, but you say it does.
Well, I think it holds up because it touched on a lot of general topics that kind of, you know, don't usually get talked about, but were kind of before their time.
Yeah.
And then also, but it also sort of delves into that sort of niche, you know, the cab driver, bus driver, sitting around the thing niche, which it has come to be
Like the show Taxi, things like that, where they're sitting around, like in the depot, things like that. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, and Mr. T's in that, so there you go. Mad World, 765, says it. Let's see.
Another really long comedy. With a really long title, too.
Yeah. 262 says Animal House and Blazing Saddles both hold up. 773 says Grandma, the Russians are coming.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
I think so. Yeah, I might be missing it. Yeah, Alan Arkin at his best.
Norman Jewison directed that.
309 Heavyweights. 708 Miss Doubtfire. I did see. You know what? That's a great one that I would think automatically. Like, and I just watched that not too long ago, and I was like, "This holds up. This is pretty good." But I felt the same thing you were saying. I didn't actually watch. I never saw it the first time around.
See, when I saw it originally, I thought it was all right. So I probably think it was still all right. I mean,
yeah.
Robin Williams, he was funny. I mean, I remember that he did a lot with that role, given what the role was. Sally Field, speaking of who you were talking about earlier.
847, Only the Lonely. 630, Mad World. Vacation, 630. European Vacation, not so much. That's what they say.
Vacation, also directed by Harold Ramis.
Yeah, see, Harold Ramis is getting a lot of love here. 708, this might be a good place to wrap up. I judge if my son laughs. He's roughly the same age when I saw this movie, Raising Arizona, Vacation, Stripes, Orange County, just to name a few. So he goes off of what his son does, or she, sorry.
Raising Arizona, we tried with our girls, I don't know, about a year ago, and it was like, I've forgotten it was quite a little more out there than I remembered. But then again, we just did Big Lebowski with them. So what are we?
How did they like that one? That one holds up.
We were just like, don't talk like John Goodman and you'll be fine. But Big Lebowski is actually the opposite of what we're talking about, because I was actually the first screening of Big Lebowski at the Sundance Film Festival.
Didn't like it.
And it was the first movie they'd done after Fargo. And this is where they debuted it. And it was like, I just sort of felt the air sucking out of the room, including myself, because I'm just like, what is this movie? Were they just stoned when they made it? What you know, do they just think it's all? So when you come back to it, you're like, oh, this is really funny. And watching Jeff Bridges and all those stupefied expressions while all this stuff is going on, like, that's what's funny about it. But I would put that in the category of movie that's funnier the second time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mark Caro is the former Chicago Tribune entertainment reporter who's a curator for the showcase series that's at the Music Box. Is It Still Funny? They're showing four films over the next four Tuesdays. This Tuesday, it's Animal House.
7 p.m.
7
Tuesday.
p.m.
And there's no Cubs game that night, so you'll be plenty of parking.
There you go.
You know, there you go.
Mark,
come on out.
Thanks so much for coming down. Appreciate
thanks so much
it.
For having me.